With us today on Robinhood Radio, Michael Selleck, the co-director of the Haystack Book Festival. Did I do that right? In Norfolk, Connecticut. Are you going to tell me I did it right?
You did do it right.
Okay. With your, it's an annual event, right?
Yes, it is. It's usually every fall.
Okay. And it is held at the Norfolk Library. And did you start it?
I did not start it. This is actually our sixth year, but it's because of COVID, we took a year off. So it's our fifth anniversary this year. And it started with a group of people here in Norfolk. And it just so happened that I moved to Norfolk right at the time when the first festival was launching. And I got involved with it immediately thereafter. And I've been working with my co-director, Steve Melville, who actually launched it since then.
And what provoked it? You know, like what instigated it? I mean, it's obviously a great idea, but it's you either like book. I've been conducting an unscientific survey, and you know, people either read or they don't.
Either read or they don't. Yeah. Well, I think the origins of the festival came from the idea that you know, here in Norfolk we have the Ellen Battelle Steckel Estate, which is Yale University runs the Yale Summer School of Art and the Yale Summer School of Music there.
Right.
And in Ellen's will, I think she also talked about literature. So working with the Norfolk Foundation, which is a 501c3 here in Norfolk, I think that's sort of where the idea came from. We have music, we have the arts, let's have literature. So out of that birthed the Haystack Book Festival.
No, I think that's pretty cool. And what is it open to the public? Is it
absolutely? Yeah, it's all the events are held at the Norfolk Library, except for our bird walk, and it is open to the public, free and open to the public. We do ask people to come and register if possible, and that would be you go to norfolkfoundation.net and then just follow into Haystack Book Festival from there.
All right. And can you also find Haystack Book Festival if you Google it?
I think you can. Yeah.
I think you can too. All right. And I think that before we get too much further along, we should say that it is September 29th, September 30th, and October 1st.
That's right. We have events starting. Do you want me to tell you a little bit about some of the events we have in the program?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. So on Friday, September 29th, we kick off at 4 o'clock, and the theme of that event is called Writing Lives. And Ada Calhoun, the author of Also a Poet, and Priscilla Gilliman, the author of The Critic's Daughter, will be in conversation with Courtney Malm, who is a local author here in Norfolk and who wrote a book called The Year of the Horses. And just I'll just add that for the largest part, the format of our festival is authors in conversation. So we try not to have a moderator, but it would just be authors in conversation. But in this case, we have two authors in conversation with local author Courtney Malm.
Okay.
And then at 6 o'clock, we have the Brendan Gill lecture. Brendan Gill was a longtime resident of Norfolk, and he contributed to the arts greatly here. So we've named this lecture after him. And this is the one event where we usually have a novelist who will come in and talk about his or her book and do a reading and take questions from the audience. And so this year we have Susanna Moore, whose most recent book is called The Lost Wife. Very excited to have Susanna here. She's a best-selling author who's been writing for a long time.
And where does she live? Is she a New Yorker?
Yeah, Susanna lives in New York, I believe.
That's what I thought. Yep. All right. And then?
And then if you come to our Friday event, we do have an open reception afterward at the Manor House Inn on Maple Avenue, which we'll announce at the event. But if you want to come to the Brendan Gill lecture and then go mingle with the authors a little bit and have a glass of wine, you're welcome to come.
So should you come hungry?
What's that?
Should you come hungry?
Well, we'll have some hors d'oeuvres there as well, so
okay.
Sure.
All right.
That event is at 6, and it ends about 7, so it would be after 7.
No, that's perfect. And should you if you can you skip the lecture, or do you, or is it lecture and then on to reception?
Yeah, it's lecture and then on to the reception.
No, it's just I think people have gotten a little bit interesting, she said, about how they attend things. It's like they lost the thread after COVID. So that's really why I'm asking these. That's really why I'm asking these questions, because you know we're going to have to get humans up and running again and out and listening and actually interacting and talking to people. So
yeah, we like the thread.
Yeah,
we like the thread. Come to the lecture and then come and have a glass of wine with us.
And then you'll know what you're talking about, right? Okay.
Then on Saturday we have three events. Starting at 10:30 in the morning. That one is called On the Use and Abuse of Religion for Life. And that has two authors in conversation, Liz Bukar, who wrote a book called Stealing My Religion, and Bob Smetana, who wrote a book called Reorganized Religion, The Reshaping of American Church and Why It Matters. So we think that'll be an interesting conversation on, you know, about religion and religious appropriation and what that means in our lives today. You know, the idea you can think, you know, we now do yoga through church, or we, you know, there are lots of appropriation.
Is appropriation a bad word?
No, I don't think it's a bad word.
I happen to agree. I'm fascinated by the direction, the notion of cultural appropriation, which is actually something that everybody should have a little bit. Not well. Again, the appropriation term is like the appellation of appropriation.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what's with that?
Just look at Christmas. I mean, that's like the probably the biggest example of religious appropriation into the culture. But I think it's a good thing.
No, I know. I just
we'll see what our authors have to say about it.
Okay, I promise I won't interfere with. I won't stand up and say, "Oh, excuse me." All right, and then going on.
Then at 1 o'clock, so a longtime resident of Norfolk was the NPR war correspondent Ann Garrels, who died last year. So our 1 o'clock talk is inspired by the legacy of Ann Garrels and two of her good friends, George Packer, whose most recent book is called The Last Best Hope, and Elizabeth Becker, who's written a book called You Don't Belong Here, How Three Women Rewrote the Story of War. They'll be in conversation. Their conversation is a conversation about covering conflict. So it's about journalists in the front lines of war. And that's all sort of in honor of Ann Garrels. And that's also being sponsored by the Friends of Ann Garrels, who are all journalists. So that's our 1 o'clock event. And then we'll follow that up at 3 with two authors, Sam Moyne, who's written a book called Liberalism Against Itself. He's down at Yale. And Robert Schneider, whose book is The Return of Resentment, The Rise and Decline, and The Rise Again of Political Emotion. I think he's at Indiana University. Programmed event at 3 o'clock is called Liberalism and Resentment, Political Ideas and Emotions. So that will be also, I think, a very interesting topic.
And
given the current climate.
Which one really has to ask about division, but again, I won't stand up for that. In other words, I find it amazing that instead of just by and large encouraging humans to seek common ground, because that's how we've managed to exist for all this time. There has been concerted? I don't know. Effort to get people to separate. It's like, well, never mind what you think. Let's talk about the differences. Let's talk about the disagreements. And, you know, one of the things I've always found about living up here and having an NPR station up here is we were actively, like Marshall's in my program, was to just be inclusive. It's like, it doesn't really matter. Just, if you live here, you should be, you should feel welcome.
Yeah.
Not in a stupid way, just in a, like, yeah, you're...
Well, I like the idea that you live someplace before you do anything else. So we all live here together. And
yeah, and if your house is on fire and you've got a volunteer firefighter, he's not going to sit there. I don't think he's going to last, or she's going to last very long if they stand there and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't go there because I don't agree with the person's views."
Yeah,
it's just daft. But
yeah,
again, I won't stand up for that either. And so that is at 3 o'clock. Yes?
That's at 3 on Saturday, yep. Saturday, September 30th at 3.
Okay.
Liberalism and Resentment.
And
then moving on to Sunday, we have three more events on Sunday. Our first event is at 8 a.m., and if you're a birder, we will have Eileen Fielding, who's the director of the Sharon Audubon Center. She's going to lead a bird walk through Great Mountain Forest. And that event is limited to 20 people, so we do require registration for that. Got to go online to norfolkfoundation.net and then go in and register for that.
Okay.
But that's at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning.
And is that rain or shine?
Rain or shine.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay. And then?
And then Sunday, October 1st at 11 a.m., we have Traveling Through History in Contemporary America with Neil King Jr., the author of American Ramble, and Rinkerbach, the author of several books, but his most recent book is called Life on the Mississippi. And this will be very interesting. Neil basically walked from his home in Washington, D.C. to Central Park and walked sort of a historic trail and documented history and then, you know, wrote about the people he met along the way. And Rinker recreated a raft trip down the Mississippi River, sort of in the same...
Holy Tom Sawyer?
Yeah, exactly. So these two guys are going to talk about how history and contemporary America sort of tie together, and I think that's going to be very interesting.
And having walked it, I think, you know, I do think that adds an edge. Having walked to it is so different than, shall we say, having watched it on TV. Or on video, so
And one of the things that they both write about, which is really interesting, is their own tactile experience and their own emotional experience of walking and rafting, on these journeys.
Yeah, and then finally.
Finally, at 1:30, we have Carl Safina, who is a ecologist and a birder. His new book, which is just out, will just be out. It's called Alfie and Me, What Owls Know, What Humans Believe. And he will be there to talk about how he and his wife saved a screech owl, whose name is Alfie, and brought him back to life. And he'll also be talking a little bit about the changing landscape in this world and how it touches us all, humans and non-humans alike. So I think that will be sort of fun. He'll have a slideshow to go along with that. So we always try to end the festival with a nature talk of some kind.
And is Alfie going to be making a personal appearance or no?
I do not think that. No, Alfie will not be there, but hopefully we'll have some video of Alfie.
That is fair. Now, another question. Can you register for as many events as you want, or is it like what's the deal?
Yeah, it's every event is open to the public. Register for everything. Come to the whole festival. We would love that. And everything, you just go to www.norfolkfoundation.net, and then from there you can go to the Haystack Book Festival. Just find the button at the top and the pull down, click in, and you'll go in and you'll see how you can register for all the events. We also have a ticketed party on Saturday evening at the Norfolk Country Club, and tickets are $125 a person, and that is open to the public as well. All you have to do is buy a ticket, and that's how we support the festival.
And are tickets required for the talks or just registration?
No, we ask people to register for the talks. It's not required. If you show up unregistered, if we already have a full house, we're going to ask you just to wait, and then when people don't show up, we'll fill chairs at the end.
Right. And about how many can you get in at one go?
We can, We can probably get around 75, 80 people in the Great Hall at the Norfolk Library for each event. Yeah.
All right. That's all good to know. And so now I've got my last question, because I think you asked me at the beginning how long would we go, and I basically said, well, you know, it depends on. So I think we've done very well. But my last question is: did you read as a kid?
Absolutely. Yeah, I read as a kid, and I had a 40-year career in book publishing, in book selling and book publishing. So I was one of those kids that when I got into college, I got a job in a bookstore, and I did it because someone said to me, you can get books for free. You
right.
can borrow books from the store and read them. And I was like, I want that job.
No, I totally understand. I was thinking about, going back to my readers and non-readers, non-scientific sampling. I was thinking about how back when you were a kid, probably around the same time that I was, the best thing to do was go to a bookstore. Just go to a bookstore and stand there. Or a record store.
Bookstore, library, they were all great places to go.
And then
great places to get lost.
Great places to get lost, but also great people, great places to meet people mm-hmm. and talk about, and get recommendations. Because you could see whether or not the person was connecting with what you were interested in or not. So
mm-hmm.
whether they were worth listening to, if you will, or not. So I just, but that was a thing, and you could kind of divide. I remember having friends saying, you know, hey, let's go out. And I was like, okay, we're going to go to XYZ. Okay. I have something else in mind. It's like, okay, fine.
Well, we're covering a wide swath of topics and interesting subjects here at the festival this year. So we've got everything from, you know, writing a memoir about your father, who's also a writer, to a novel that is Susanna Moore's novel, The Lost Wife, was actually, it's a novel, but it's based on a true story. So a situation that took place in the 19th century. So it's got a historical aspect, and it has to do with the Sioux Indians and the Sioux uprising. So we've got like history, we've got, you know, religion, we've got war and conflict and journalism, and we've got political ideas and emotions and birding and, you know, traveling through America and ending up with owls and ecology and nature itself. So
I would definitely say it's well-rounded. All right, so this is the Haystack Book Festival in Norfolk, Connecticut, and it is September 29th, September 30th, and October 1st. More information can be found on the web, norfolkfoundation.net. And this has been Michael Selleck, who's done a yeoman's job talking all about it, and I hope it's a screaming success, or I should say a screeching success. On behalf of Alfie.
Thank you, Jill. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thank you very much.